Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Golden Shield Resources, traded on the CSE under the symbol GSRI. That company was just listed at the tail end of February of this year. We had the initial call with Leo Hathaway, executive chairman and co-founder, in mid-April to introduce the company. I will post a link to that intro interview for everyone to get up to speed on the company. Overall, though, the company is focused on advancing gold assets in Guyana. The flagship Marundi project hosts an initial about 270,000 ounce historic gold resource, but the company already through phase two drill program here focused on the Mazoa Hill target. The first phase of the program was focused both on Mazoa Hill and this Toucan Creek and Toucan Ridge area. Some of the recent results from the Mazoa Hill drilling, headline numbers being little over 7.5 grams per ton gold over 31 meters, also almost 5 grams per ton gold over 10 meters. Leo, before we get into the other holes released within this news release, please just bring everybody up to speed on what the goals were around this phase two program, please.
Yeah, we were following up on the phase one drilling where we intercepted 50 meters at 9.1 grams. So we were stepping out down dip on that intercept and other intercepts outside of the area of the historic resource, you know, aiming to extend the resource further, both to depth and to the south of the previous area of drilling.
Well, just as you're following up on the previous drilling, it seems like a lot of the holes in the focus has been on Mazoa Hill. You know, you've released these 8 holes so far, but there is also 4 other holes you've drilled that you haven't released yet. Could you tell us a little bit about where those will be angled and where those are put in?
Yeah, the main areas Mazoa Hill is open is to depth and to the south. So 3 of the remaining 4 holes were drilled to test the southern extent of the mineralization, and there was 1 hole drilled in the north in a hole in the current drill pattern. So those are those 4 holes. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the drill results then, because this headline hole of a little over 7.5 grams per ton gold over 31 meters. Actually, not even the best hole to date at this area. That hole about 50 meters away from a hole in the phase one drilling that graded a little over 9 grams per ton gold over 50 meters. What is the mineralized footprint that you're seeing here that encompasses the high grade gold at the Mazoa Hill area, please?
It's an area of about at least 400 meters strike extent and open to depth. Thickness is variable, probably 30 meters on average, you know, with multi-gram grades within it. So understanding that grade distribution is, you know, and the extent of it is what we're doing with the current drilling. And there does seem to be in the central area an area of really high grade, which we've been talking about that we continue to step out on.
Yeah, Leo, it really is impressive grade and over reasonable intercepts. So they're very zesty drill hits. But you're thinking that this steeply dips down, I guess, to the south and it's open at depth. How far down do you think you could see this deposit develop? And do you think it widens out at depth, or do you think that it just kind of migrates over to the south side?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you're in a greenstone belt that has seen, you know, multiple phases of deformation. So you keep following it, but and you kind of have to have an open mind. You know, does it fold and come back up to surface? Is there going to be a structural repeat? So we're really waiting to see, but we'll keep chasing it to depth. And at these grades, you know, we're well within the economic range of an underground mine, and we've still got a long way to go, you know, with any reasonable economic assumptions, although that would take a study to know for sure, of course.
Yeah, it is still early on within this, I guess, exploration, just at the overall asset, let alone just in this target area of Mazoa Hill. Any analogs that you're using for Mazoa Hill or the larger project in terms of what people maybe could look forward to, what's possible here?
Yeah, so the best analog we've been able to find is Rosebel in Suriname, which is a 16 million ounce gold mine, where there's a number of of bodies of multi-million ounce size in pits that feed into a central processing plant. So we have plenty of space on the Mazoa Hill, in the Marudi claim to accommodate multi-million ounces with that deposit model in mind. We've got to, you know, a lot of exploration to do to see if we can find that. Hilbert Shields, who's our CEO, worked at Rosebel and, you know, it has an encyclopedic knowledge of the Guyana Shield. So that's the best analog he's been able to come up with. And it's the best analog the rest of us geologists in the team have been able to come up with as well.
Well, Leo, that brings up a good point that while the drilling has been focused at Mazoa Hill, you still have a lot of targets to look at. And I know that in the phase one drill program, you did put six holes into the Toucan Creek area. And now you're also exploring the Toucan Ridge area. Will that get any follow-up drilling in the season to come?
Yeah, so one of the things, we're just going to pause on the drilling now, wait for results to come in and plan the next program at Mazoa Hill. And in that interim, we're doing a lot of field work to advance the surrounding seven projects to drill stage and identify new ones, because most of the claim block really hasn't been explored. So we're confident we're going to find more. We think we're going to go back to Toucan Creek and look at it in conjunction with Toucan Ridge, and we see drill targets there. We probably just want to do a little more trenching. We have three additional targets, Throne, Success, and Kimberley, that are drill ready. We just need to plan drill programs on those. So we've been focusing on Mazoa Hill, but we have in our mind the bigger picture, and we want to make sure we test the other targets on the property as well.
Give a general time frame of when you could get a drill turning at any of these other, let's call them newer targets, and do you need any permits to get on these targets?
We don't need any permits, and I think, you know, within the next 2 or 3 months we'll start testing them.
Well, Leo, I know that there were some historic drilling done on this project, and it's always up for debate, you know, whether those old drill results can be trusted, but is there any indications that some of these other targets were drilled in the past and showed some smoke at least?
Yeah, there were two that were drilled. Marudi North, where there is a zone like Mazoa Hill, there was no resource estimate done there, but there's a coherent zone of high grade, which we need to go back and properly understand. And there's the other area that was drilled is an area called Peace Creek, which had really exceptional plus 10 gram intercepts over narrower widths, and we need to go back there as well and try and figure out what's happening, because the grade there is pretty exciting.
So Leo, how do you want people to view Golden Shield Resources? As I mentioned, it's still early on for the company, just listed under 4 months ago. You already are through two phases of the drilling. You've already hit some high grade over some nice intercepts, but it sounds like there's still so many other targets on this project. How should investors be viewing the company?
I would like investors to look at it as a pure gold play in Guyana. If you like those two things, then Golden Shield is a good vehicle for you. Hilbert Shields, as I mentioned, is in Guyana. He's Guyanese. He's a very good geologist, and he knows how to operate. So we're leveraging his knowledge and in-country skills to look at adding to the current property portfolio. But we have three good projects, Marudi Mountain being the flagship, you know, which I think you can kind of put a value to with the results we've been putting out and seeing where we're headed with that.
Leo, this may be a good opportunity just to explain to investors that may not be familiar with Guyana how the Guyana Shield actually kind of matches up with some of the West African gold showings. And if people can imagine in their mind that at one point in time, South America was fitting that little wedge next to Africa. And so a lot of this mineralization is very similar. Could you maybe expand on that idea a little bit?
Yeah, and that's really why I like Guyana. You know, it's not a very complicated thesis. When the gold was, when these bit of this, the Earth's crust was mineralized with gold, Africa and the top of South America connected, and they separated when the Atlantic Ocean opened up. And on the West African side, there's more infrastructure and less saprolite development, and it's seen more exploration, and then there's a lot more gold being found there. It's of the order of 270 million ounces of gold being found on the West African side. In contrast, on the Guyana Shield side, the area is more extensive, you know, more like double the area, but there's only been, if memory serves, about 130 million ounces found on the Guyana Shield side. So intuitively, you know, there's more gold mines to be found on that side. In terms of Guyana specifically, Guyana is undergoing a massive oil boom, and they're putting in infrastructure, roads, airports, all very quickly. So exploration is getting progressively easier. And that will help with, of course, with operating and capital costs when mine construction comes around. So Guyana is seeing a bit of a exploration boom right now. And I think it's going to, you know, it's one of the emerging exploration frontiers on the South American continent.
Well, Leo, thanks for that update, and thanks for recapping some of these drill results. Again, seems like a very encouraging start, let's call it, in just the first two phases, and we still have four drill holes to come back. What's the company's cash position, considering that you did also just announce a financing for up to $4.4 million? Where does the company stand now?
Yeah, we have about $800,000 in the bank. As I mentioned, we paused drilling. When we're not drilling, our burn rate's very low, but we did think it's prudent to put some more money in the coffers to fund future drilling. So we decided to finance now. Yeah, and that's underway and going quite well.
Okay, Leo, thank you for this update. We'll post a link, as I said, to the intro interview so everyone can get a bit more of an in-depth update and introduction to the company, as well as a link to the company's website and the news section where you can read over these recent news releases that we touched on, especially the drill results from May 31st. Leo, thank you again for your time, everyone. If you have any follow-up questions for Leo, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you, and we will follow up as more drill results are released. Leo, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.